Doyle has already vetoed two similar measures, although this time around, Democrats announced they had a compromise the governor could agree with. Still, GOP lawmakers went ahead with their own plan, which is largely similar to the one Doyle just rejected. Eau Claire Republican Ron Brown explained why he felt it was urgent, drawing parallels from his other job as a firefighter.
Typically what you do is you fight the fire with the first fire truck that arrives on the scene. We have a fire truck on the scene right now, and that's Senate Bill 42. That doesn't mean we're not going to call for extra resources. We have a crisis in this state. We have fraudulent voting that took place. We need to act as quickly as possible.
Republicans did amend their proposal to create a statewide list of felons that poll workers can cross-check on Election Day. While Doyle himself has suggested that idea, he said yesterday in a written statement that the rest of the GOP plan is too restrictive. The governor favors a proposal by Schofield Democrat Russ Decker that would let people who don't have IDs show a utility bill or other documents when they vote. Decker says that doesn't defeat the purpose.
We need want to accomplish a goal of seeing the person that's actually checking the box is the person who said they are when they come into the voting place. And I think we give several options that people already have access to.
Senate Democrats delayed a final vote on the GOP plan. Republican lawmakers are taking a different approach in the state assembly. A committee there is poised to advance the proposed constitutional amendment requiring photo IDs at the polls. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.